Om Shanti. Today we will be talking about our own thoughts create our own world. In Hindi we have one proverb, Jaisa Sankalp Vaisi Srishti. So as is our thoughts, so is our world. Let us say, I experience happiness because I am creating happy thoughts. If I am experiencing sorrow, it means I am creating sorrowful thoughts. So there are variety of thoughts Baba has mentioned in the Murli. One kind of thought Baba mentions in the Murli is called the thoughts of bondage. Second, Baba mentions about the thoughts of negativity. And the other is the thoughts of impure thoughts, weak thoughts. And the other positive side, we also have thoughts. Baba mentions pure thoughts, thoughts of soul consciousness, thoughts of benefit, and thoughts of closing. I will explain to you later what it means, closing thoughts. So I wrote few thoughts, so maybe I can read to you, then I will explain. The first we will go to weak thoughts, bondage thoughts, and waste thoughts. So let us say in our mind what is happening. So the first, Baba said, the feelings, the switch of your feelings is your own thoughts. So weak thought creates the feelings of I cannot do anything. But let's say the pure thought is I am elevated soul, then I will experience the energy in myself that I can do elevated task of self-transformation. Because the most elevated task is the task of self-transformation. So Baba once said in the Murli that if you have a power to control your own thoughts, then you will be able to rule your thoughts. So when there is power to control is lacking in the soul, then the ruling power is not there. So where these weak thoughts come from? Because there is no controlling and ruling power. So weak thoughts come, why? Because when I lose my stage of pure thoughts, the pure thoughts of self-respect. Baba has given us beautiful pure thought for the soul, which is very important to be stabilized in that thought. That is, I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. This is the thought, pure thought, which creates self-respect. That who am I? I am Master Powerful Soul, Master Almighty Authority Soul. So when I have authority over my mind, intellect and sanskars, then all these three subtle energies are under my control. Then there will be no more thoughts of bondage and weak thoughts or negative thoughts. Because I can see in the screen of my mind, which kind of thoughts are passing in front of the screen of my mind. What happens, let's say if I create the thought, I have an obstacle, I have an obstacle. Even while thinking obstacle, the mind itself will become obstacle. This is how it works. No? As the thought, so the word. Whatever I am thinking, that's what I am experiencing. So I have an obstacle, I have an obstacle. Of course, the mind is thinking it's an obstacle. Mind itself will become obstacle. To be free from that obstacle, I need to go back to my pure thought, that is, I am Master, Almighty Authority Soul. And the second realization is, the thoughts are the seed. So as the seed, so will be the fruit. The fruits is feelings and actions. So whatever I am feeling and whatever action is happening in my life is based on the seed. And the thoughts are the seed. So Baba always says, which kind of seed you have to sow? The seed which is unburned, not burned seed. If you sow the seed which is burned, no fruit will be available. But the seed is the seed of golden age thoughts, or thoughts which are uninfluenced, uninfluenced by external atmosphere, environment, because our mind gets influenced by the external atmosphere. So what happens once it gets influenced? Then I am a slave to the atmosphere or environment. So when the mind is in the slave stage, then cannot experience freedom. It experiences bondage. Therefore, that mind creates bondage thoughts. And which are the bondage thoughts? Looking at others. Now, when I look at others, that is one of the bondage the soul is experiencing. And that's why Baba says that look at the self and do self-realization. Be busy in your self-transformation, self-renewal, self-changing. When your attention is on the self, you will be free from looking at others. The strongest habit of the mind is looking at others. This is the strongest habit because it begins from Copper Age, 2500 years. The soul has been looking outside. So now coming to Baba, to knowledge, still the sanskara of bhakti remains. So there are three kinds of sanskaras of bhakti. One sanskara is looking at others. The other sanskara is wandering mind, stumbling mind. Mind is always looking at here and there, wandering mind we call it. Because in bhakti, this is what it used to happen. On one side, the soul was doing bhakti, devotion, but while chanting the rosary or while doing worship, the mind was thinking about others. So that's why it is called bhakti sanskara. So same thing is in jnana. Even though I may be called Brahmin, jnani soul, yogi soul, but when I look at my mind, the mind is going outside in wandering stage, still I am in the stage of bhakti. But it can be Rajopradhan Bhakti, not Tamopradhan. So once, just few days ago, we were having Gyan Chit Chat. One of the sign, the Satoguni intellect is the intellect which does not criticize, does not compare, and does not correct. So it's very subtle effort of the soul. Is that I'm looking at myself, I'm creating my fortune, based on my self-respect, renunciation and elevated action. So when I am creating my fortune based on these three, then I am not looking at others and I am not comparing myself with others. Because what happens with the soul is that when soul is doing service, that bhakti sanskara of the past, comparing myself with others. How others are moving forward, I am not moving forward, there can be comparison. Or there can be criticism. Or the mind can go into correcting others. So when I am free from these three bondage thoughts, criticizing, comparing and correction, these three bondage thoughts, when I am free, then I am able to create my fortune. And the fortune is seen through our two things. One is through our activity, the other is through our face. Isn't it? So one of the signs of fortunate soul is sparkling face. It's just this face sparkles, of course, it's the mind which sparkles. So the mind becomes pure. There is no more comparison thoughts in the mind. So the mind itself has become free from that kind of bondage thoughts. Because time and again the thoughts can come into that level of comparing my attainments of my life with others. So this is one of the requirement, Baba said, is for the soul to progress or to transform is to be free from these bondage thoughts. And the pure thoughts which Baba is telling us to create, to generate in our mind is based on our self-respect. First thought is, I, the soul, come from incorporeal world. You know, Paramdham, Baba says, incorporeal. So as a soul, incorporeal, I am very pure soul. And I incarnate in this physical body to play my part. And while playing my part, I am connecting my consciousness with incorporeal stage. Just let me explain to you this pure thought of incorporeal stage. Is three things again. Detachment, stillness and non-judgmental. So the mind is free from these three kinds of activity of the mind. Mind is not judging anyone. Mind is detached because I am incorporeal. So when the soul is in the Paramdham, then it's a detached from the roles and responsibilities of the materialistic world. So that's why it is detachment. So I, the soul, come in this body to play my part as being incorporeal means detach. So I am detached and I am still. A stillness of the mind means a mind which is free from the interference of anyone's role. Now, so the thought is not interfering anyone's role. So I am free from the role, I am also still and I am not judging anything. So that is called a mind which is incorporeal mind. Now, when the soul is in the land of peace, is detached, still and also not judging. So when that mind I have while playing my part, and that mind is called pure thoughts, pure mind. So when the mind is pure, so pure words and pure action while playing my part, it creates a fortune. So the thoughts of purity brings fortune in my life. The one of the sign of fortune again is that the mind will not be involved into any kind of obstacles. Obstacles might come, situations might come, difficulties might come, but my mind is free from those effects of scene of drama. That's why I am moving forward, you know, without being influenced by the obstacles. So one of the sign of pure thought is a mind is light. And that's why Baba says when the mind is light, another is the language of thoughts. The language of thoughts means our mind which is light and pure can spread the good wishes to souls, those who are far, far away from here. Once Baba said in the Murli, you might become instrument for souls who are living very far away and they will feel you have come and you have given them a message. So it is called serving through the thoughts. Because at the end, as Baba has been saying, the technology, the scientific methods, facilities, all will finish. What will remain? The power of thought. And that thought will reach two souls, which is pure thoughts. In one of the example I want to share with you, for example, you know, in one of the scripture in India, we have Mahabharata. So in Mahabharata they show there are two kinds of army. One is Kaurava army, another is Pandava army. When the Kaurava and Pandavas were fighting, then they shoot the arrows to each other. But the arrows, the Pandavas had so powerful arrows that when the Kauravas shoot the arrows, the Pandavas also shoot the arrow. They don't even hit each other. They, in between, they used to cut each other. You understand what I mean? The arrow comes from here, in the middle they cut. It does not even reach to Pandavas, or Pandavas' arrows doesn't reach to Kauravas. So much power in their arrows. So what it means, the arrows of pure thoughts. So any kind of bad omens or negative thoughts someone is sending to you, with your pure thoughts, you can send these pure thoughts so that these negative vibrations finishes there. It means your mind is not being influenced by that negativity. Otherwise, if my mind is thinking negative thoughts, it means the arrow of other negative thoughts have touched the mind and I have started to think. Yeah? So to be free from this kind of thinking, I have to remain in the, of course, Baba said, bodiless stage. Always practice this bodiless stage, because this is the only protection for us, is the bodiless stage, to disappear from here, not to be even here. Even the mind does not have your picture in front of screen of your mind. Your mind is not even looking at the physical image. The mind has gone away from the physical image of this body. So the mind is so light, so free, it can travel. You know, it can travel to souls, those who need the help. So once Baba said, it can go thousands of miles away, your power of pure thoughts. The pure thoughts have so much power, it can travel the fastest in this world. So therefore, to get to into that stage, pure thoughts, I have to continue to make effort to be free from three things. As I mentioned to you, these obstacle thoughts. Which are the obstacles? When the mind goes into three level of thinking: criticizing, comparing and correcting. Because this is the strongest habit of the mind. That's the obstacle, the mind. Itself has become obstacle. That continues goes, you know, or looks at others. So once I am free from these habits of the mind, then I will be able to serve through pure thoughts to other souls. And one of the things Baba has been mentioning in the Murli is to accumulate your pure thoughts. Accumulate. Now Baba said in Hindi, jama ka khata. The accumulation of pure thoughts have to be accumulated so much so that it can stay with me for 2,500 years. Okay, let's see my whole day life from morning till evening. How much accumulation of pure thoughts I have in my daily life? How do I know that I have accumulation? So let's say first example. Your own body. If your body is tired, do you get irritated? That means no accumulation, isn't it? You know, I cannot tolerate heat, cold, hunger, whatever. The second is when I come into relationship with people. So when I come into relationship with people, people can demand your attention or pressure you. or really give you a hard time, at that time I lose my temper, it means I have not yet accumulated, isn't it? Accumulation of virtue or power or pure thoughts. That internal, my patience energy, peaceful energy is not yet accumulated. And the third one is, when I sit in meditation, can I become detached within a second? Because Baba said, this thought is the game of thoughts. It's the game of thoughts. Within a second, I can be detached. Or within a second, I can be trapped. You know, I am sitting in meditation, mind is thinking about anything of the past, is trapped. Or mind is having anxiety, is trapped. Or mind is experiencing some kind of pressure, that is the trap. So within a second, can I be detached? If I can do that exercise and actually do it, detachment, within a second, it means good accumulation power. If not, that shows, you know, let's say I sit in meditation half an hour and 20 minutes still thinking about something else, so it means not very good, account of accumulation. In fact, this Baba has been talking for a long time to accumulate your account of charitable action. So, charitable thoughts and charitable action, two kinds. The thoughts to bring benefit to others. So, no matter what happens, but I have the thoughts of benefit for others. That means I put into my account of charity. And let's say I am doing service, you know, giving knowledge of Baba, teaching meditation to others. That also goes into my account of charity. Okay, I don't have time, I don't have a chance to give knowledge, but I sit in meditation and I spread vibrations of charity, of peace to other souls. That also goes into my account of charity. That's why once Bap Dada said, if you have a physical strength, do physical karma yoga. If your body is not well, you have money, use your money for charitable action. If you don't have money, you don't have physical strength, then the third is you have. Which one? Two. Time and thoughts. Everyone has. No one can say, I do not have a time and I don't have a thought. We all have time and thoughts. So out of 24 hours, Baba has given us 8 hours to rest, 8 hours your livelihood, 8 hours is for your spiritual income. As Dadi has been mentioning every day to all of us, you know, these thoughts of attainment and thoughts of income is in study. What is really study? Isn't it? To be alert is study, isn't it? To be awake is study. When the mind is alert and awake, it means you are earning. You know? When the mind is not awake and alert, it means losing out your income. So in India we have one proverb, very beautiful, Baba says in the Murli, those who sleep, they lose. And those who are awake, they earn. So what is not this physical sleep? So Baba is talking about the sleep of the thoughts, you know. When the thoughts are the thoughts of the past, I am losing the present. No income at this present time. But I am present in the present. So two things, you know. Be present in the present for what? Two things. One, inheritance. Second, Baba. So Baba and inheritance, two thoughts are called great income in my life. So let's say something is happening, a scene in your life is passing through, but you are still clinging to Baba and inheritance, so that scene of drama, maybe it is a storm of Maya, you know, but you are remembering Baba and inheritance, that storm will pass by, will not stay forever in front of you, isn't it? Storm come and go. You know? But your income is where? Not thinking about the storms of Maya. That's not the income. The income is with remembrance of pure energy, isn't it? Baba means what? The purest, the spiritualist energy in the world is Baba. Very spiritualized energy in the world. Because any other human being, materialistic energy, isn't it? They are asking for name, fame, recognition, power, position, some kind of desire, demands. And Baba, so innocent, he said, come, remember me, I don't need anything from you. You see? So pure. So Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are the spiritualized energy in the world, is these two energies. That's why we have to go again and again to them. Because then only you can get the touching from Bap Dada. The pure thoughts will come from Baba. Now sometimes you have to think, what is Baba? Baba is ocean of pure thoughts. You know? So anytime my mind is going through any other thoughts, go to Baba to get pure thoughts. You know, like you go to the bank when your money is finished, where do you go? To the bank to take out the money. So where do you have to go? To Baba to get the pure thought, elevated thought, knowledgeful thought, peaceful thought, powerful thought, happy thoughts, enlightening thoughts. All these thoughts Baba has. Solution Baba has. Answers Baba has. So Baba is full of all these thoughts. So when I connect my mind with Baba, then I get these thoughts. So these thoughts are purest, spiritualist, not materialistic, not asking any name and fame. That time when my mind is asking any fruit of the action, whatever I am doing, just even desire is not connecting with Baba. Where it is connecting? Maya. Maya means what? Illusion, isn't it? Maya means what? Weak thoughts. Maya means body conscious thoughts. Maya means thoughts of the past. Once remember Baba said in the Murli, Baba is Karan Karavanhar, Maya is also Karan Karavanhar. Baba is powerful, Maya is also powerful. So I the soul, I am facing two energies, Baba and Maya. So attainment is from Baba, and that attainment from Baba is imperishable because it connects with imperishable true energy of the soul. Maya energy is temporary happiness, connect with body, isn't it? And the body is perishable. So again and again this attention is needed to be in the stage of imperishable. You know, that's why you notice sometimes when you go to Pandav Bhavan in the courtyard, you go to Baba's room, you go to Baba's history hall, you find different vibrations there. Something is different there, isn't it? As soon as you go, it looks like experience is so pure. You know, I go many times to sit in history hall, Baba's hut or Tower of Peace. You get so pure thoughts there, spiritual energy, very spiritual. Once I took one monk and he continued to sit there in the history hall. He said, I can't get up. I said, why? It is already 10:30 p.m. He said, there is some power here. Yeah? Spiritual. It's like some kind of medicine, you know. He was experiencing some kind of healing and some kind of releasing all kinds of tiredness maybe of his many, many births. So that's what is the yoga power vibrations are. Releases the soul from all kinds of thoughts. So that pure energy, tapasvi thoughts come from Baba. Even two things more. Self-transformation thoughts and world-transformation thoughts also come from Baba. All these thoughts, or even your self-motivating thoughts come from Baba. So purest energy Baba is. So when the mind is free from all other things and mind can experience Baba. So as I was telling you, the storms cannot remain forever. What is going to remain forever is my connection with Baba. So Baba has been telling us recently in one of the Murli that practice of bodiless stage. You know? So create in your screen of your mind, you know, always bring this picture. So I am in the curb of light. You know, like in Paramdham, you see the land of peace, Supreme Soul, then Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, and then variety souls. So you see that light. So always having that picture in your mind, I the soul, you know, I am in Paramdham. I am in the curb of light. So when you are bringing that energy in you, then you experience protection. And whosoever will come in front of you will not see you as you are. What they will see you? Because you are seeing yourself also different, isn't it? So those vibrations will touch to the hearts and minds of people. They will not have the same impression and image for you, what they have been thinking about you. Image about you. Because your image for yourself also is different. Huh? So this is a pure thought, imperishable understanding that I am an imperishable soul, incorporeal soul, and I am in the curb of light, and I am bodiless. So I am bodiless, so no image of the body in front of the screen of my mind. So therefore there is the protection. In that stage there is a great income. Why? Because you are not spending anything. You know, when the mind is thinking about health, still good thoughts, you know. But when the mind is thinking about people, spending. Events, spending. Situations, spending. You know, when the mind is engaged in these kind of thoughts, we are spending. But when mind is engaged and experiencing that imperishable consciousness of the soul consciousness of Paramdham, then you are generating new cells in the body. Yeah? So the mind is total still, not thinking. It has become still, very calm energy. So there are three kinds of thoughts you can do. One is self-respect. Second is health thoughts. Third is bodiless, silent. So these three thoughts generate income in our life. And the other thoughts are, you are spending whole day. So accumulation is not happening. So accumulation account is only in these three thoughts. Which one? Self-respect. As I mentioned earlier, what is our self-respect? The most beautiful self-respect Baba has given to the soul. I am master, powerful soul. Oh, I am child of Baba. You know, one of these thoughts maintain whole day. So you have a great income. Because when you are master, powerful soul, these three powers are under your control. Mind, intellect and sanskar. You give order to your mind. You give order to your intellect and sanskara. And they will work accordingly with your order. But when I lose, it's the game of all thoughts here, isn't it? When you lose the awareness of this one thought, that I am a master powerful soul. Even just one thought, you lose awareness, what will happen to your mind? It has no, you know, like that picture, it has no controlling and ruling power. Huh? So then mind is going all around and wandering. So that's why I go back to again and again to these three thoughts. Self-respect, I am a master powerful soul, or I am Baba's child. This is our self-respect. The most highest, the highest on high self-respect is this. I am master powerful soul, I am a master. You know, everyone wants to be master in this world, isn't it? You know, so Baba has given us this understanding that you can be master of your own self, your own sense organs. So go back to these thoughts again and again. And the bodiless stage. Bodiless stage, as I mentioned to you, where the garb of light. I, the soul, very pure point of light in the land of peace. Just pure energy, even not image of the body there, total still, total silent. That generates our income, accumulation. That is the thought of purity. And the third, if you want to think about your good health. Yeah? That also is good thoughts for the health. But after that, all other thoughts, you will be spending something or another, isn't it? Even you plan for service, you spend your time and energy. So during the day, from morning till evening, we can go back to our accumulation. At the end of the day, how do I know I accumulated? What are the two signs you feel that you have accumulated at the end of the day? One is happiness, happy thoughts. Baba gives us attainment thoughts. And the second is no confusion in your mind. That is the sign that your mind is away from this energy of confusing. It is happy mind. So happiness gives you motivation. Which happiness? That internal happiness, Dadi mentioned today in the class, our internal and subtle effort. Remember, the subtle effort is to be free from criticism, looking at others, correction and comparison. Yeah. So though your mind, it's a subtle effort you are making inside. You know, outside effort, okay, I get up 2 o'clock to sit in meditation. But if mind is thinking about others, that is not effort, isn't it? That can be discipline. I got up. Okay, it's good. You know? In the routine, it adds to your discipline. But what about the subtle effort is here. The thought effort. My thoughts have to be free from this. Because big trap is these three things. This creates obstacles, barriers, bondage, negativity, impurity and weak thoughts. So Baba is making us free from all this, bringing us here. Soul conscious thoughts, benefit thoughts, pure thoughts. And now I will explain to you closing thoughts. You know closing thoughts? This is the last part of the drama, isn't it? Sangam Yug. End of Kali Yug. So what are the closing thoughts Baba has given to me? Let's say, Baba says, child, think. This is the time to settle all accounts, therefore be positive. Yeah? With positive mind you can settle all accounts. If the mind is not positive, in the fighting stage or negativity, then I am creating another account. Yeah. So positive mind is called settling thoughts, settled account. Did you get it? These are called closing thoughts. Now we are closing our chapter, closing our accounts. You know, we are accumulating for the future. And also we are closing the past. So the past we are closing with how? Not by complaining. Complaining means creating account. Or suffering, you know, like mind is suffering, not happy, going through many kinds of ups and down fluctuation, suffering, that is also not closing account. Closing account is positive mind. When I think, now it is the time to settle all account, let me be positive. And second, Baba says, closing thoughts are, everything is beneficial. Third, Baba says, everything is beneficial. Third is, even though anything is impossible in my life, but with Baba's help, I can make it possible. You know? Maybe the account of karma is very, very severe, and yet, with Baba's help, I can make it easy to settle. So closing account now, closing thoughts. Not to go into detail, but scene of drama comes and goes, but I remain away from it. So it is like one each thought I have to pay attention. Closing thought means each thought I have to pay attention. But it's a lot of work to pay each thought attention, isn't it? So at least every hour I can pay attention. No, every thought, any one of you can do every thought. We haven't reached to that stage yet. But every hour I think, most of the Brahmins are paying attention now. Every hour, even just for 1 minute, go back to your self-respect, go back to your incorporeal stage, go back to your light stage, light might stage. Beautiful work we can do with our mind to accumulate charity. You know, Dadi Gulzar has been telling us 7-8 times we drink water, you know, during the day. At least she said 7-8 times you can bring your mind to bodiless stage. You can go back to the land of peace. You visualize you are a light, very pure soul in the garb of light. And then if you want to come down to that extent, you are on the top of the globe, give light and might to the whole world. So such a dignified work I can do with my mind. Okay, if you come down to this physical world, I am Baba's child and I am Master Powerful Soul. Yeah? So these kind of thoughts I need to maintain during the day, not other thoughts. Either Paramdham, the land of peace, or subtle region, you know, doing with my mind the work of giving light and might. Or okay, I come to this physical world, I am aware what is happening, and yet what I can do with my mind? To give power or peace or love to the humanity. So with this power of thoughts we can do a lot of work. But we have to understand this importance of thoughts, not to let go into wastage. You know, just 3-4 years ago Baba mentioned, our account of waste is big, isn't it? You know, Baba said that we are free from negativity, impure thoughts, but waste thoughts still in the mind. Many waste thoughts. These waste thoughts come with the same these habits, which I mentioned, 4 habits. Strongest habits of the mind. These are the root cause for our mind to have waste thoughts. And to be free from the net of these waste thoughts, Baba said once, means you are free from doing sinful actions, sinful thoughts. Once Baba said, even waste thoughts are called also sin. Because it's wasting the energy, time and energy. You know, when you sleep, you are not earning, are you? When you are sleeping, you are not earning. Are you earning when you are sleeping? No. And you are also not doing anything wrong. That's bodiless stage, isn't it? You are not doing, you are not earning, you are not wasting. Just time is there, but not you are productive, you are not doing anything. Yeah? So with that mind, when the mind is free from the waste, then only mind can do the task of giving light and might. One of the consciousness can help us considering yourself as a Maharathi soul. You know, Maharathi soul means powerful soul. Not to think I am new student. I just became Brahmin. You know, I am very new Brahmin. But consider yourself powerful Maharathi soul. Powerful soul. And what is the task of Maharathi soul? Powerful soul? To be free from obstacle and make others free from obstacle. Second, what is the task of Maharathi soul, powerful soul? To make the thoughts, word, action same. That's what called powerful soul. And the third work of powerful soul is to inspire. Inspire souls. It means you have to remain into inspiring stage. So, if I think I have problem, then I will not be able to make others free from problems. So coming to Baba's knowledge, you know, Baba has given us this enlightenment knowledge, so I can finish my own problems. And also I can help others. The trap is when we forget who we are. You know, we forget. Our consciousness becomes ordinary. So again, ordinary thoughts, ordinary consciousness, ordinary behavior, ordinary action, and ordinary result. So lift your consciousness. I am a, who am I? Maharathi soul, powerful soul. Not to consider yourself ordinary. I am a powerful Maharathi soul who has been given a contract by Baba. The Supreme Soul. What is my contract? To change the self and help others to change, transform. But what I have seen, when I am engaged in my self-transformation, then only I can help others. You know? So that change is internal change. Internal change is to keep your thoughts free from barrier thoughts, conflict thoughts. You know, old thoughts, Baba calls it, no? Old word thoughts, that old sanskara. No? Those thoughts have to be gone in my life. Whether I am 1 year student or many years student here, isn't it? My internal transformation continues in my life. And then Baba Dada has been giving us this homework also. I think 3 years ago Baba said, one homework, or 2 years ago, one homework. That who are you again, he says, you are a bestower soul. So what is the task of bestower soul? Bestow blessings. What it means, blessing? Give good wishes, isn't it? Other day also Baba said, the method of good wishes. He said, okay, you can't do anything else, do only this much. Take and give good wishes. And how do you take good wishes and how you give good wishes? For that, some way or another, I have to learn to tolerate things. Tolerance, power I need. Now let's say someone gets angry and I get angry, do you get any blessing? Or you give any blessing? No, we don't give and take. Isn't it? So give and take blessing means I use the virtue or power in my words, action or in thoughts. Now, patience I use, or being peaceful, you know, or listening peaceful way. I use this virtue or power in my thought, words, action. It means I am giving that virtue to other soul, giving good wish, good feelings to others. So if my energy is getting reaction, rejection, or angry, then I am not giving good wish. And I cannot receive good wish. Because if I give love to someone, then other one will give me too. If I don't, they will not give me. So that's why Baba says, the method of good wishes, receiving and giving, is the best and easiest method in Brahmin life to progress. And that is also beautiful thought to keep whole day. Who am I? A bestower soul. You know, in Hindi is called Data, the one who gives. So I bestow, I give. Who can give who has enough in his own life, isn't it? But Baba has given us more than enough. Do you feel that? You know, since morning, Amratvela until night, he's giving and giving and giving to us. Amratvela, he fills us, our heart. When we open our heart to Baba, we feel light. When we remember Baba, from our heart becomes loving heart, like Baba. So Baba is giving to the soul. And second, when we listen Murli, we receive jewels. Third, when we churn and revise Murli, our thoughts shine. That is also receiving, isn't it? And then the evening meditation, you are also receiving from Baba. You know, you're connecting with Baba. And whole day, when you are Karam Yogi stage, you are receiving from Baba. You are taking from Baba. Because that stage means connection with Baba, isn't it? Awareness of any stage means connection with Baba. But only the thing is, as I told you, it's the game of thoughts, you know. Losing awareness, losing that thought, finish the game. You know, sometimes it's very happy atmosphere, but my mind is thinking sorrowful thoughts. Even the happy atmosphere cannot give me happiness, because mind is engaged in sorrowful thoughts. So it's a game of thoughts. So Baba says, play with the jewels, shining jewels, bright jewels, beautiful jewels Baba has given to us, and that is knowledge. Baba's Murli. So play with these jewels every day, so your mind shines. And then mind is busy and mind is progressing, doing something great and gives happiness to the soul. What I keep in my mind is, you know, always Madhuban. You know, courtyard, you go to history hall during the day, you go to hut, you live in different countries, but during the day you can visit Madhuban many times, isn't it? You know? That memory helps a lot. Now you can visit Baba's hut. Sit in your mind. Visualize Baba's hut. Talk to Baba. Go to history hall. Go to Tower of Peace. And that one of the practice helps the mind to be detached from the external world. So again and again bring the mind into this level of memory. So continue to be with the beautiful world. Baba says, beautiful world Baba has given us. That is our Brahmin world. Sangam Yug world. Our Brahmin and Sangam Yug world and subtle region world. So we have three places to go. Either in the physical terms you can come to Madhuban. In the subtle mind you can go to subtle region. You know? Visualize this classroom. Help your mind to be out from other thoughts. One last point I wanted to tell you, that you know, like in Brahmin life, how do I know I am also progressing every day? So three things you can see in your thoughts. One is you check your thoughts, whether the thoughts are disinterest are emerging. Disinterest, vairagya. In Hindi, Baba calls, check your vairagya. Or is your mind is getting more involved into facility, dependency on many things in this world. So see, your mind is going into disinterest. And the second is tapasya. Tapasya. Continue, see your mind, your thoughts are towards tapasya thoughts. You know, every day you plan your day, isn't it? Today I will do this tapasya. Let's say today your tapasya is speak less. Today whole day you are in this tapasya. Determined thought, I will speak less. This is your tapasya today. You know, for 1 week you have this tapasya. 1 week I will remain totally in silence. This is your tapasya. You know, so see your thoughts of tapasya are coming. That you want to do tapasya and you are doing it. Every week, this is now the time of Bapdada coming. You know, what is my homework? My homework is to give blessing. So this is 1 week of my tapasya of giving blessing. Like that. So you plan. And the third one is churning. You know? Churning. Your mind is creating new jewels. You know? New jewels are emerging in your churning in Gyan. So that means your thoughts are in the right track, isn't it, in the Brahman life. So this is our progress. Some one or another thing should be happening out of these three every day in my life. Either tapasya, some special tapasya you are doing internally. You know? You have your plan, 1 week this, another week this, another week this. You are continuing your tapasya. No? And then the disinterest. No? The more percentage is increasing in your life of disinterest. And the third one is churning. You know? New knowledge. You know, Baba gives us such a beautiful murli. You are able to go into the depth and get the significance out of it. You know? Reflect on it. So your mind is engaged in these three. It means you are progressing. Otherwise, mind can go back, isn't it? You know, nothing to do, no aim of the day, no aim of the week, no aim of the month, and no disinterest, no tapasya, nothing going on. Then just listen only, close the notebook, finish. No, I go back to my tapasya because I am in tapasya. Tapasya means deep meditation. Determination. I am in the process of change. So I have to be so much touched with my thoughts and feelings. What kind of thoughts mind is having? What kind of feelings I am having? I have to be aware of that. So that I can help my own mind. Not that I continue to think sad thoughts, unhappy thoughts, disheartened thoughts, you know, thoughts of the sorrow, and then I am going down and down and down. Then I reach to a point where I become depressed, you know, or disheartened. Then I lose all my income, what I have earned. So the thought has the power. It can go take you there or it can take you there. So which thoughts? Thoughts of destination. You know, I am towards my destination. But in order to go to destination, you have to pass through the passage, isn't it? And the passage is passage of this renunciation. Tapasya, disinterest and churning. This is your path. This is your path. And continue on this path to reach to your destination of pure thoughts, purity. Om Shanti. You have any question you can ask? We have 5-7 minutes.
Om Shanti. Could we say there are thoughts, elevated thoughts about past events? When we recall them, can they turn out to be positive feeling?
What we learn from the past?
Events, great events.
Yeah, attainment thoughts.
Attainments, achievements.
Yeah, like Baba says, kalpa ago thoughts. You are the soul of kalpa ago, victorious soul. That kind of energy is good. It generates no power. But let's say you were successful in one event. That event, you were successful. That is victory thought, isn't it? I was successful, victorious thought. But that victory comes from where? No, then you connect with Baba. Actually, Baba's wisdom helped you to overcome some problems in that event. That's why you became successful, isn't it? So always connect with Baba. Very necessary. Otherwise, ego can come. Oh, I was successful. You know, I was successful. I was successful. So when you use the word I, you lose income. Yes, connect with Baba. So when you say I, you are losing your income. You say Baba, you are earning income. That's why Brahma Baba became number one, you know. You can see in the murli. Every time Baba, Baba, Baba. Baba is doing Baba. It's not that he was not doing, you know, Brahma Baba, so many attainments of his yogi life. you know, many attainments of his yogi life. Bright intellect, isn't it? Brahma Baba had such a good concentration, you know. So creativity, so much creativity, Brahma Baba has so many attainments of yogi life. You know, whatever Baba thought became successful, became manifested, just thought. He doesn't need to even speak, you know. People pick up the thought, do things. Big success Brahma Baba had. But always he referred to Shiv Baba. I asked Dadi Prakashmani this question. How come Brahma Baba became number one? She said, he took the path of humility. He took the road of humility. He did not say, I did. Because when you say, I did, she said, you will face two problems. One, opposition. Second, you know what? Second, jealousy. The other one says, I also did, not you only. Isn't it? They will oppose you. You know? So you will face two things. So if you want to be really this path of purity, is very thin path, isn't it? Thin road. If the mind goes there, I did, oh, you know, I cannot do. Both are not okay. But with Baba's help, I, the soul, am instrument. Baba is giving wisdom, touching the mind to do. It's actually Baba. He is giving the best idea to you to do. He is giving you the best motivation to do. It's Baba's energy. You know, it's not my energy. It's my only desire, you know, determination. But who is showing you the path to do? It's Baba. So all the credit goes to Baba. Then you earn, accumulate. That's the purest thought, very secret thought here, you know. Not to eat the raw fruit. I did, you know what I did. This thought means you are eating the raw fruit. So when the mind is thinking, I did, immediately you tell the thought, no, Baba, he gave this idea, he gave this thought, he gave this touching, he gave this motivation, he gave this wisdom. This credit goes to Baba. So your mind is free from that limited fruit. You know? And then you will get ripe fruit. So the first is, now you will feel happy and strong. You know, once I remember once, you know, one brother, he worked so hard, whole night he was awake. He came in front of Dadi Janki. He said, Dadi, toli. So Dadi said, okay, I give you toli, but your face doesn't look so fresh, not happy. Why? He said, well, I was working whole night doing service. So Dadi says, okay, if you were doing whole night service, then your face should be shiny. You know, your face should be happy because you were doing service. So, yeah, Dadi, I'm not happy. So, go to Baba's room, check your thoughts. What was in your mind when you were doing service? So he came back, he found out his thought was, no one gave him cup of tea. You know? During the night, because maybe he was doing the service of watchman, you know, in one of the place in India, and no one gave this, no one gave. So your thought was to get something, you know, ask, even just one little cup of tea, means little desire came, no one is giving me any attention. So he felt heavy, means he's doing. But it became like a ordinary work. But if the consciousness is, I'm doing seva, you know, service with Baba, for Baba, Baba told me to do it, I am with Baba, you know, consciousness is different, then he will be free from desire, so he will get the fruit of instant happiness. You know, that's why you can see, you know, Dadi Janki is so happy, isn't it? Constantly happy. Why? Because it's not that she is not working hard. No, from morning till night she is on go. And what is giving her happiness? That is what is giving her happiness, you know. Real happiness. That not desiring anything. That's the real service she is doing. That's why she is very happy. No, she doesn't bother if you give her food or not give her. No, simple, give little, eat, finish. But internal happiness of not having any desires, that's what is giving the happiness to the soul. So that's what our pure thought should be, free from desire. Om Shanti. Light, and then you stay there for a few seconds with Baba. Then if you come down, go to the subtle region on the top of globe, give light and might. Then you come to this physical world as a Karam Yogi. So just keep these three thoughts. I am in the Paramdham, the carb of light, and still.